You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Lydia Pence is the lead singer of the Bay Area soul band Cold Blood. They were one of the first acts signed to iconic San Francisco promoter Bill Graham's Fillmore Records in the late 60s. Along with Oakland's Tower of Power, Cold Blood helped usher in the Bay Area's brass heavy funk sound known as East Bay Grease. This year marks the 50th anniversary for Lydia and Cold Blood, and in this edition of Bay Area Beats, Miss Pence sat down to share some stories from her long and illustrious career.
But good God Almighty now.
I don't know. I just love doing it. I've done it ever since I've been 13 years old. And I think that if I wasn't singing now, I'd probably go crazy. I'd probably lose my mind.
Baby, do you believe me?
My name is Lydia Pence. I was born and raised in San Francisco, California, on Noriega Street. And I'm living in Sunnyvale right now, still in the Bay Area. And with a group called Cold Blood, who's been together since 1968. So we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And so, yeah, that's good stuff. This is a trip. My dad, he brought home the first reel-to-reel tape recorder in 1958, and that was my toy, right? You had to unplug this, plug this in, and, you know, it was all in the back and everything. So I would play records and sing along with them and record, you know, my voice and stuff with them. Well, since I had an older brother, he was 5 years older than me, he listened to all the black R&B artists at the time. And, I mean, we listened to anywhere from the Coasters. Sherelle's, Mama said there'll be days like this.
There'll be days like this, Mama said.
And I grew up on that. I just listened to that stuff, and I loved, you know, the music. And that's what I listened to mostly back then. And now, too, you know.
I went walking the other day, and everything was going fine.
I just want to make love to you.
I was in a band called, what was the first one? Before Cold Blood, it was called, The Invaders, right. It went from The Invaders to The New Invaders, and then a lot of those people went established in Cold Blood and stuff. We had two drummers at one time. So since I listen to a lot of R&B stuff, bands with horns, you know, a lot of music with horns in them, I dug the sound, you know, the big sound like that. And we had four horns at one time, right? And right now we just have two, but that's what I like, the sound of the big band kind of sound with the horns. We were sitting around one day, and we were going to be playing at the Fillmore, right? The Cold Blood group. And we had a name. We had to think of a name for the band. And we this was before we got the name Cold Blood. And we were sitting around, and so Hobson's Choice was one of them. We went by that name for like one gig. And then we came back and said, we got to think of a different name. So our drummer at the time, Sandy McGee, bless his soul, He thought of Cold Blood, not Truman Capote in Cold Blood, but just Cold Blood. And at the time, you know, that saying, hey, that's cold-blooded. So we got the name from that. We got, you know, used that.
Came on a rainy day. Mm-hmm.
playing at Winterland back in the day, Bill Graham's places, like Winterland and the Carousel, and, you know, back then, what was neat about it was, like, he'd put on the bill a lot of different types of groups. You know, you'd have maybe the Electric Light Orchestra, and then have, you know, some R&B or some Tower of Power, of course. I remember one time sitting back there at the old Fillmore, waiting in the back room there, sitting backstage with a lot of those old, back in those times, I remember, I mean, that was something I'd never forget about, because I'd be sitting there and I'm looking around, I'm thinking, man, this is history, you know. I used to write down a lot of stuff, you know, throughout the years and things. I've got it scattered everywhere. And people ask me, says, why don't you write a book? I says, I should before I forget all this stuff. But there's some pretty wild things throughout the years that went on. What was the question? I guess it's just the joy of the music, of being able to do it. You know, I'm very fortunate to be able to still be able to sing and still be able to move, you know. And playing with all these great musicians throughout the years, man, I go through a lot of horn players, but there's a lot of great musicians throughout the years, and fortunate for that.